H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com, or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com, or call us at 970-203-0696.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. December the 12th, 2024, in the year of our Lord. Moving into the Christmas season, holiday season, Hanukkah. Leaving behind what has been. Leaving behind what has been. What has been, Kamala. Leaving Kamala behind. Recently, like yesterday, she had at her residence, they had a Christmas party. She's speaking to the guests, the friends that she invited over. She was drunk as a skunk. She was Kamala being Kamala. And the people of this country and the people of the world have dodged a bullet. They've tried to assassinate Donald Trump. And the world has dodged two major bullets in the last roughly 8 years. The first, Hillary Clinton. If Clinton would have won the election, if she'd have been president, if she would have become president, we would be in, Christ would be coming back probably right about now. The world would have been completely destroyed. Didn't happen. Now Kamala, we dodged another bullet. And with Kamala, I was thinking last night that her husband, Doug Emhoff, everybody's focused on Kamala, but we need to shift the attention to Doug. Who is Doug? Doug is Pilgrim Society. Doug is a member of this elite Anglo-Saxon Protestant Pilgrim Society, which is not religious in any way other than in the world of witchcraft, which I want to talk about the individual that shot the United Healthcare the CEO. I'll get to that. The murderer, we're going to talk about MK from the time he was a child. And he had a condition that you would not understand called possessed. And this is what happens with CIA operations. They have the ability to take the assassins and put demons in them. Demons that have no empathy, no remorse. But I can't get to that right now. I have to go back to Doug Emhoff. Should Kamala have won the election, we would have a continuing situation where the person running the country would not have been Kamala. It would have been her husband, Doug, who is directed by Pilgrim Society, New York. New York City. Just like Joe Biden was, it was Joe Biden, but given direction by the one in the dark, the one in the shadows, the one in the basement with the sweats on. Barry Satoru, the Christian name of Barack Obama. Now we're finding out, more news coming out, that Barack Obama was in the shadows during Donald Trump's 4 years, always coordinating with people in the deep state or the agencies within the United States government senior executive service. And they had secret communication channels. They were in touch. And the FBI, Chris Wray, was not investigating. And Chris Wray, most likely, in my view, was part of it. And Chris Wray, the reason he stepped down is because he resigned, is because he didn't want to have on his resume that he was fired by Donald Trump. These type of people, what concerns them the most, personally, is to be shamed, to be shamed. They hate to be caught telling lies. They don't like shame. And this is one thing with Christopher Ray. His shame would have been too great. So this is why he bailed, like the rat he is. And he didn't want to have, at cocktail parties, Chris, we heard that Trump fired you. Oh, no, no, that won't happen. At the cocktail parties, at the gala events, in the back of everybody's mind, Christopher Ray was fired by Trump. So now Christopher Ray at the cocktail parties, the gala events, he can say, he didn't have a chance to fire me. I quit. I resigned. I didn't want the shame. Kamala, she's never going to be able to accept the defeat, the shame, and her place in history, like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is so callous in her conscience that nothing causes her any shame at all. There's no shame with Hillary. Kamala's a different creature. She's not as deep in the occult as Hillary. It's just you can find some of it on Google if you want to Google it. But use the other search engines and you'll find Bill and Hillary's involvement in secret societies, the Illuminati, going to Haiti to have a witch doctor pray over them. So Christopher Ray, he was really forced to quit. He was dismissed. Now going back to Doug Emhoff, this is who would have been controlling from behind the scenes for Pilgrim Society. And Pilgrim Society is still, for the 99% of the people in this country, you have no idea, no clue, never heard of this secret organization steeped in the occult, Pilgrim Society, New York City and London, or the City of London. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Learn all about our new LifeWave stem cell regeneration patches by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Also, listen for upcoming broadcasts of the LifeWave information programs that will be airing here on AM 1360.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Thank you. gonna get you too, but number one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Another one. Hillary Clinton bit the dust 8 years ago. Kamala Harris bit the dust here last month. Syria. Another one bites the dust in the Middle East. Seems like there's a lot of dust being kicked up around here. Joe Biden. Another one bites the dust. So Doug Emhoff would have been the Pilgrim's operative once again in the White House, though it would have been Kamala in front of the press, most likely with a teleprompter. Joe Biden, another Pilgrim's controlled political leader. Pilgrim Society. Came into existence in 1902 in the city of London, in England, Great Britain. And 6 months later, the sister chapter in New York City. Pilgrim Society London, Pilgrim Society New York City, Rockefeller family. By that time, pretty much owned the United States of America. Pilgrim Society is a cabal of very powerful, in the occult, very deep worshipers of the devil that have money, that have power. They have ancient families or age-old families, genealogies. And the objective of Pilgrims Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, these two chapters, world hegemony. The concept of the Pilgrim Society, you could say, would be the Round Table of Cecil Rhodes. The concept was a Cecil Rhodes concept in the 1800s. And then he gave them instructions on how to control a city, a nation, the world. And it would be a new world order. Jimmy Carter was the beginning of the great, or the beginning of the move. And Reagan, Bush Sr., Clinton, Bush Jr., by the time Obama came to power, the operation was almost complete. What they needed was to have one more presidency in the United States. The presidency, which should have been Hillary Clinton's, but God had a different plan. In the book of Daniel, chapter 2, God is the one who puts power, people in power, and God removes people from power. Man doesn't have a hand in that. Mankind doesn't have a say in that. God chooses who he's going to put at the leadership of all the nations through time. And he has to allow wicked leaders into these positions of power. God allows it. He allowed Jimmy, Ronnie, Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, Bush Jr., and Barack Obama. He allowed it. But he also allowed Donald Trump because Donald Trump needed to be the wall to stop the momentum of the Pilgrim Society objectives. And not only Pilgrim Society has those who actually make the decisions within the coven, within the secret society structure. In the Europe, the Orsini or the Rothschilds in Europe, there are other families. In the United States, one family rose to the top of the hill, A number one, Rockefellers. And now the Rockefeller family has risen to the top of the heap internationally, and they are the driving force behind the New World Order. And now, because most of the Rockefeller family, they are in the grave, there are still the family members, but they control through foundations more than the foundations really have more power than governments. So the plan was Hillary Clinton, but another one bit the dust. God allowed and intended to put Donald Trump in to give a warning to the people in the occult, in these secret societies, in this country, in this government, and in Europe. Once again, God sent Donald Trump to the leaders in Europe at the reopening of Notre Dame to tell these occult families, these powers in Europe, to let them, once again, they know that Donald Trump has been allowed into position again by God. You may not understand it. The world may not understand it. The world may not believe it, see it, grasp it. But the fact is, the people in the occult, they know what I'm saying. They know exactly what I'm saying because they believe in Yahweh. They believe in the God of Israel. They know He exists. He's the one who is their number one enemy. And these people, when Trump was in Notre Dame, right there in this cathedral, this bastion of great evil, people gravitate toward religion and to beautiful architecture, beautiful palaces, religious palaces. Religious people ooh and ah at the grandeur of these kind of settings. But you're missing what is really happening. The world is missed. Trump is there once again as a warning to the occult powers in Europe and the religious powers in the world, the Catholic Church, the Lutheran Church, all the churches. Once again, God is using Donald Trump to warn the occult world. They're not going to win. Their plan for complete world dominance and to bring in a world satanic system will fail. God puts presidents or kings in position. God takes kings out or presidents out. But He's fair to warn the children who are employed by the devil. He warns them that their plans, their schemes they won't accomplish what they intend, what they have planned to accomplish. They won't. And these people, they realize the power that Donald Trump has. Now, I mentioned this, I think, last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. There are all these little young white witches and black witches and people in the occult that have been putting curses and casting spells toward Donald Trump. And they came out and admitted that for some reason their spells and their curses are powerless. And they realize that there's some power behind Donald Trump that is protecting him. They won't admit that it is God himself. They won't admit it is the Son of God, that it is Jesus Christ. They won't admit it. They're confused. But they are in, you might say, I don't know if I should use the word awe, but they are perplexed. This is what you witness if you go and watch the gathering at Notre Dame early this week or late last week. If you go and witness what happened there, why was it these people seemed to, they were in awe. There was shock. They were befuddled. Because, again, in the occult world, when they set their mind and use their rituals to change the course of history and governments, they expect it to happen. And it didn't happen with Trump. It didn't happen. The Bible says God, he puts kings in power and he takes kings out. God allowed Adolf Hitler to be in power because Adolf Hitler had a duty. And that duty was to hunt down, according to Jeremiah, to bring a hardship on the Jewish people in Europe to drive them back to the Middle East. He's known as the hunter. And he used his SS to hunt down the Jewish people throughout Europe and to move them out of Europe to the Middle East so that Israel could become a nation once again, and it happened. God intended that Israel would come alive. It came alive. It exists. And now Satan is trying to destroy the Jewish people in and destroy Israel and the Jewish people and to ethnic cleanse any thought of God and Israel's history, Israel's past. Are all the Jews, supposed Jews, I'll use that term, quote, Jews in Israel, are they Jewish? No, not all of them. But there are those individuals that have lineage from each of the 12 sons of Jacob. There's 13 families. The tribe of Judah, Dan, has been rejected by God. Manasseh, one of Joseph's sons, replaced Dan. Dan is a cursed people, though they have the blood of Abraham in them. I'll be back.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at knowdiabetesbyheart.org.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Need pain relief? Greska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Bites of dust. This is a theme that I'm probably going to stay with for most of the program. This is the time where people are biting the dust. I'm going to give you a little Bible lesson right now. You don't believe that God positions these individuals in power as it pleases him? Well, here's what Daniel says. Daniel says, praise God's name forever and ever. Praise and wisdom belong to him. He changes times and seasons. He gives power to kings. He takes their power away. He gives wisdom to people so they become wise. He lets people learn things and become wise. He knows hidden secrets that are hard to understand. Light lives with him. He knows what is in the dark and secret places. God of my ancestors, I thank you and praise you. You gave me wisdom and power. You told us what we asked for. You told us about the king's dream. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. No one could interpret it. God gave Daniel the wisdom to interpret Nebuchadnezzar's dream, that Nebuchadnezzar would be the king of Babylon, a great king. Donald Trump, a great president, because God ordained it. Donald Trump is in Europe, in Notre Dame, and if you can see it from a spiritual perspective, These people, they cannot believe that Donald Trump is president, has won the election again. They can't fathom it. It's frightening on one hand. It is a shock, bringing terror to many of them. But on the other hand, they realize that they don't always get their way. It was a much deeper event than we can. It's going to take a while to understand really what happened and how God used. The place was burned, torched, destroyed, and they rebuild it. And guess who gets to go back at the dedication? It wasn't Kamala. It should have been Kamala. Should have been Biden was nowhere to be found. And I'm telling you, Jill Biden, these people, they understand, and God is revealing himself to them because he said he would. Christ said that in these most dangerous times in the history of mankind, that he was going to visit mankind like never before. In many ways, in many places, in different ways. The moon, the sun, just does the magnetic pole shift. This is the poles on the sun. This is major. I mean, in our world, maybe not, but the people that are studying deep space, this is like an awesome thing. This is a disturbing thing. This is bringing changes to the earth. And God decides to use Notre Dame to speak to the people in Europe. And you listen to the media. They are kind of even fawning over Donald Trump also. How can this be? And look what happens today. The man of the year, Donald John Trump. Time Magazine, they're not supposed to write this. They don't want to write it. But it's such a massive event. They have dedicated this issue, the man of the year, Donald J. Trump. And what happened on election night, again, in this country, there wasn't a big protest by the occult, by those in witchcraft. Because I'm telling you, they know God exists. They know they cannot resist God's will. They can't resist his plan, even though they want to change it. Remember the story of Moses when he went to Pharaoh in Egypt and he told Pharaoh, you need to let my people go. God says, let my people go so they can come into the desert and worship me. Pharaoh wasn't going to listen. So Moses, they throw down the staff. The staff turns to a snake, a serpent. Well, the magicians, Pharaoh had these magicians in the occult. They throw their staffs down too. And the serpent, Moses' staff, swallows all of the other snakes. This is right in the view of the whole world. You have two kingdoms at war with each other. Moses representing the God of heaven, Pharaoh representing the serpent in the garden. Why was it a serpent? Moses was saying to Pharaoh, I know who you serve. You serve the serpent that was in the garden that deceived mankind, Pharaoh. And he throws the rod down, and it's a serpent in display. And Christ is warning the royal families of Europe, Macron, and even warning Macron's male wife. God exists. He is real. You need to have a change of thinking. You need to repent. I'm going to continue in a few minutes. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
KHNC listeners, thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the natural health products button at 1360khnc.com.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone, riders on the storm.
So the Christ is visiting here at this holiday season the world in many ways. He's visiting and speaking to the world from deep space, through the solar system, through the what's happening in the heavens with the atmosphere, through the oceans, through land masses and earthquakes. I was thinking about during the break, you know, there's this one, I'm going to jump off of one Macron and Macron visited with Trump and Zelensky. Here you have in Notre Dame, right before the whole world, you have a mass murderer. Vladimir Zelensky, a mass murderer. Everywhere we look in the media, mass murderers who are murdering for the sake of murder, for the sake of power. And I'm not including Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm not including Donald Trump. Netanyahu trying to help his country survive. And here you have Macron, Trump, Zelensky meeting. And in the report, RT News International, he says, they say that Trump behaved in a friendly, respectful, and open manner and appeared to be listening in a listening mode. I'm going to tell you something about Trump's, what you call and what we look at, and it appears as if it's narcissism. No. God, every individual in your personality, it is how God speaks to you. And God has a hand in the way that you eventually, who you are, as you get into your creative and your fruitful years. And for you to be successful, He has worked to develop your character and your personality. Donald Trump, by the hand of God and where God has placed him through his life, he has a personality that has to be, you would say, or many would say, narcissistic. I don't agree. He has to have a personality where he's not full of himself, but that he stands, against everything that has come against him that we have witnessed in the last 9 years. To take this nation where it needed to go, he needed to be strong, firm, and you would say arrogant. I say no. He has to be steadfast so that these people like Hillary Clinton don't roll over him. You look at the debates with Clinton 8 years ago. Go back to those debates. Clinton, you don't have another individual with the type of personality needed to be strong, firm, and matter of fact. And with Hillary Clinton, this woman is deep in witchcraft. Her power, her authority comes through the power of that occult world. More powerful than her husband, Bill. And it took an individual and a person that had been, you might say, sculptured or had been worked with by God to give him that kind of temperament to stand against the powers of the occult. Donald Trump is a Christian, and they know it. He is a believer. He is an evangelical. He's young as a Christian. Nevertheless, he has the Holy Spirit in him. That's who they hate, Christ in him. But he stands toe-to-toe with Hillary, and nothing she could say caused him to waver. He didn't crack. She did. And And she says, can you imagine this country having a president with this kind of a personality and what he would do? And then he says something to that effect. And he says, yeah, you'd be in jail. God gave him this personality to deal with all these people in that world. With Comey, with everyone that attacked him. Russia, Russia, Russia. It's not Russia, Russia, Russia. The world is now saying it's America, America, America. And Donald Trump stands with these leaders of Europe to warn them. God is giving them a chance through Donald Trump. These people are witnessing God's placement once again of Donald Trump. How long he will be, or how far will he be able to continue? That is in God's hands. But I'm telling you, there will be a day when he will be relieved of his responsibilities for this country and the people of this country and the people of the world. Present truth. I'll be back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
We are in incredible times. You know, I watched Jill Biden sitting a seat away from Donald Trump. And there is a principle in the spiritual realm. When Christ came, there were people in the Roman government, the authorities, and people in the society, and even in the Judaism, in the religious world. And Christ, as he presented who he was to them, they had a moment where something happened in their thinking, and they realized that truly this person was not just common. And they turned and began to follow him. And I'm watching Jill Biden, and I'm watching these people, and the way that they fawned over Donald Trump. They're beginning to realize that the world they were brought up in all of the maybe torture, in the power of the occult and the threats, should they ever turn from the religion that they are part of, which is taking them to down that eternal road, and the end of it is fire. I think all of a sudden Jill Biden is realizing she may not want to be part of that world anymore, and she might realize that God is real, the God of heaven, the God of love, the God of forgiveness. And I think this is kind of the spirit with many of these people. This is not good. Not good for the occult powers in Europe or in this country. But the Lord Christ did say he is going to reveal himself now in our time, from now to the time he comes in about 8 years, less than 8 years. He's going to use everything to reveal himself to mankind, to those who need someone that has the power to forgive sins. I mean it, to forgive every sin, and to give you the hope, and to give the hope of eternal life. I'm hoping Jill Biden is having second thoughts. God loves these people. He wants them to be with him, not in fire for eternity with a serpent. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back for hour two.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut him.